好，各位网上听众你们好，我是袁大明，很高兴今晚又能同大家一起探讨一些近日香港发生的事情，或者正在困扰香港的问题。那我们香港出路网上电台的节目的目的呢，是希望为香港寻找一条出路，能够真真正正解决香港面对的问题。那我们不是希望呢，是只是同大家一起大肆批评下政府、某机构或者某人对某事处理得不好，大家发泄一番就算。我们希望能够深入啲讨论问题的根源，了解问题的来龙去脉，从而提出一些具体性的解决方法，同埋建议我们每个人在这个情况之下其实可以做些什么事令到问题真正解决呢。好啦，咁今晚呢我哋呢就有两个题目。咁其实呢两个题目都有少少相关嘅。咁我哋首先呢，大家我諗相信大家香港人都好留意㗎啦，就最近呢三鹿奶粉个污染嗰个情况。咁由初初嘅一个牌子嘅三鹿集团嘅婴儿奶粉开始呢，咁发现呢嗰个问题呢其实係越发越大嘅。咁最近呢就發現原來香港差唔多成22家嘅廠家嘅牌子裏面呢，其實都含有呢一種嘅三聚氯胺呢一類嘅污染嘅即係個工業嗰個化學物質嘅。咁好啦，咁你睇返網上其實好多呢方面嘅資料嘅，咁原來開始嘅時候呢就都係2008年啦，咁中國嘅乳品製造廠呢三鹿集團呢係生產一批咁樣嘅嬰兒嘅奶粉，咁受咗化學嘅原料三聚氰胺污染，咁導致呢服食嗰個受污染奶粉嘅嬰兒呢就患上嗰個腎結石嘅問題，咁臨床呢診斷呢就認為係泌尿系統嘅結石嘅。咁現在為止呢都已經發現咗成1253個人已經有兩位嬰兒呢已經係死亡嘅。咁當然呢件事引起世界同埋社會角度嘅高度嘅關注啦，同埋對於嗰個製奶粉嘅製品嘅安全嘅開始有啲擔憂嘅。好啦，咁呢件事呢就即係一路咁發展落去呢，發現呢嗰個影響嘅呢唔單止係三鹿奶粉啦，連我哋香港人都好即係好熟悉嘅蒙牛，因為蒙牛最近而喺香港呢係即係嗰個銷路非常之高嘅。咁伊利呀、光明呀、聖源呀、雅士尼呀呢啲其他呢都出現咗嘅。咁好啦，成件事嗰經過係點樣呢？咁原來呢早期呢喺有一個新浪呢係有一個關係有關嘅方面呢係知道呢嗰、那個三鹿內部嘅郵件裏面顯示呢，其實呢2003年3月以嚟呢嗰、那個三鹿集團呢已經接到一啲消費者嘅反應嘅，就發現呢有啲嬰兒呢係開始食用呢個奶粉之後呢出現呢尿液嗰度變顏色，同埋尿液裏面呢有啲果粒嘅現象嘅。咁丁香次呢就即係同嗰間三鹿嗰個集團嗰呢已經係反映呢方面嘅。咁但我要知道呢，即係通常呢種三鹿氰胺嘅工業用品呢係需要長期服用呢先至會導致嗰個腎嗰個問題嘅。咁所以呢雖然話三月發生呢件事啦，被發現呢件事啦，咁其實可以咁講啦，係之前相當長嘅時間呢其實呢一直都有呢種咁樣嘅奶粉存在咗嘅。咁可以話呢真真正正開始發現嘅時候呢係揭露呢係反而係民眾嗰個一個網民呢喺嗰個中國嘅內部一個著名嘅網站呢叫做天涯社區，咁發表咗兩次呢呢種嗰個奶粉嘅問題嘅。咁呢件事呢係差唔多係5月20號同埋21號出現過嘅。咁後來呢好得意嘅。咁後來呢三鹿集團嗰度有關嘅人士呢就竟然呢就係即係用奶粉嘅即係賄賂嘅方法呢就要求呢個網民呢就攞到佢嘅密碼呢係要求佢清除咗嗰個網上有關嘅呢方面嘅訊息嘅。咁即係話呢其實呢件事呢係佢都知道㗎喇。咁佢當時嘅處理手法呢係企圖呢係將呢件事呢係隱瞞落去啦。咁將呢啲咁嘅資訊呢係用即係壓抑落嚟㗎。咁結果呢慢慢地呢件事越嚟越多人知啦。咁最後呢發現呢個問題呢係揭露呢個問題嘅進一步呢就係原來三鹿集團呢其實係一個中外合資嘅公司嘅。咁其中最大嘅海外嘅股東呢係新西蘭嘅恆天然嘅公司。咁呢位喺新西蘭呢間公司呢喺8月份嗰時候呢就已經開始知道奶粉出現問題啦。咁於是乎呢就馬上向中資方面嘅同埋地方政府呢就要求呢 是即是回收返下这个集团所产生的所有的奶粉的。咁但呢经过一个月的时间呢都未曾有任何的奏效啦，即可以话呢冇任何正式的回音的。咁当然呢嗰、那个新西兰公司呢就只有呢就向新西兰政府呢同埋佢总理呢系报道呢件事嘅。可以到9月5日呢咁新西兰政府呢先至呢就下令呢新西兰嘅官员呢就直接呢就即系晓个地方政府直接同中国嘅中央政府呢系报告呢件事嘅。咁中国嘅政府呢先开始呢严正对待呢件事嘅。即系你可以睇到呢成个过程呢即系其实系显露出中国呢其实是好多时候呢三番四次遇到呢啲问题呢佢哋通常呢都系唔系即时呢去正面去处理嘅。往往呢都系用不同嘅手法呢系企图呢系去掩饰佢嘅。咁当然啦有种解释啦咁因为啱啱就系奥运嘅时刻啦咁官方呢都唔希望呢将呢件事呢系即系宣扬得太犀利嘅。咁所以呢甚至乎呢系中国嘅官方呢都企图呢就叫各地嘅传媒呢系唔好报道呢件事。即系你都要经过呢中国嘅审核啦中央电台啦先可以将呢件事报道出嚟嘅。咁即系所以我哋睇见呢件事嗰个背后嗰个问题呢真系唔系只系奶粉受污染导致到啲小朋友出现嗰个肾脏嘅问题。其实背后呢其实反映呢系中国呢系仍然好多方面呢都是即是他们的所作所为呢其实都认我们即是我们是值得担心的。那据我所知呢其那个问题呢其实不是只是奶粉那么简单的。李永汉你说你其实你对这件事的跟进你发现是很久以前已经有这类的问题。
首先第一件事即是三聚氰胺到底知不知道是什么先。三聚氰胺其实呢我日常生活都见到的不过你不觉得的。例如其实这是一些由石油提炼出嚟嗰啲化学物品嚟嘅，你日日都见得到嘅。例如你见到嗰啲胶嘅烟灰盅咧，
塑胶容器，
但系佢又唔系佢系加强嘅塑胶嚟嘅，即系佢系又好难令到佢烂啦，好难令到佢烧着啦，又好难刮得甩佢噶啦，呢啲咁嘅胶嚟嘅。咁做而家要做啲咁嘅胶咧，就令到例如我哋做家私都会用嘅。台脚啲胶粒呢就系呢啲三聚氰胺啦。
即工业上呢其实
工业上
系
非常广泛用途嚟㗎、即系根本就系一个好普通嘅化工原料产品嚟㗎。而中国呢亦都系生产呢一种化工原料嘅最大嘅供应商之一。好啦咁点解呢啲既然係化工原料而家要加去食物嗰度呢咁其实呢个呢就讲返两年前呢有件咁嘅事啦。两年前呢就係、喺美国嗰度呢发现咗好多猫同埋狗呢美国养嘅猫同狗呢就係佢哋个肾呢係有事。有肾。
动物都开始。
有肾石。
嗯。
咁查一查咁到底啲猫同埋狗呢会有肾石呢咁查到佢啲罐头佢食因为佢啲猫同埋狗呢系食嗰啲罐头食物嘅。咁由中国运过嚟制造同运过嚟呢咁法国里面呢就係有三聚氰胺呢一种嘢。咁点解要将呢啲咁嘅嘢三聚氰胺要加落去嗰啲食物嗰度呢其实有个好重要嘅原因呢就係呢佢有个好嘅名字即係如果你睇返嗰个标签呢佢叫人工非动物性合成蛋白。
即是咁其实好多都好似
即是你咁蛋白我问你咁人工非动物性合成蛋白咁系咪蛋白呢
系。
咁其实呢就唔系蛋白嚟嘅佢系扮蛋白嘅啫。
啊
即是话我加咗啲嘢落去呢就可以令到嗰个蛋白嗰个质量呢就高咗嘅。
即係起码喺测试嗰个时候。咁你如果测试你嗰种奶粉有含有几多蛋白质呢咁佢就会令到个测试个蛋白质嘅指数会升高。咁喺嗰啲动物嗰啲食物里面啦嗰啲都系有呢个嘅作用系咪
同埋之前呢其实呢原来发觉呢 呢一种咁嘅三聚氰胺咧，用得最多咧就系俾嚟养牛嘅
牛
食用嘅牛啊，即系你好中意食嗰啲牛扒啊。
哦，
好彩我唔食。
系你好中意食嘅牛扒啊。
系
就点解咧？因为养只牛咧系好贵噶。
嗯，
即系你要佢大咧，就真系好艰难嘅，要几年咁要等。
系
咁你知道，即系如果我一个好大嘅农场养二三千只牛。要等佢几年至大，咁我至有牛扒卖，咁样好弊噶嘛。咁于是咧就加咗呢啲咁嘅人工合成蛋白落去咧，佢嘅饲料嗰度咧，就令到佢咧就快啲大噶，即系快啲可以增长蛋白啊嘛。
系
咁啊，即系快啲大，咁啊即系可以快啲，即系变咗当佢做牛扒咯。
系
好啦，但系咧，你有冇留意？从来都冇牛，因为有呢啲，只只牛应该食咗好多呢种嘢啦，点解只牛冇事嘅咧？
系啦，系，
因为只牛有分咁长，体型大噶嘛，
系，
同埋牛有四个胃噶嘛，
系，
个肾好鬼大噶嘛，
系，
即系到要嗰啲咁嘅毒素咧，整坏个肾嘅时候咧，只牛都劏咗啦，
嗯，
咁所以咧就分唔到，
所以你睇唔到呢个问题啦，即系你喺动物里边虽然咁长期都食紧噶啦，但系我哋都睇唔到个肾嘅问题，
系啦。但系点解咧？就因为中国人实在太过贪心，即系如果佢唔系将佢做一个罐头，因为猫同狗个肾细好多噶嘛，
嗯，
你长期咁样食咧，咁只猫狗同埋狗个肾咪挨唔住咯，
系，
咁会生肾石，同埋会令佢个肾咧会坏咯，
嗯，
咁咪会发现到呢件事咯。
咁其实早即系两年前已经有相似嘅问题噶啦，
系啦，
咁
然之后中国人咧再唔知错。再要将呢样嘢咧，又摆落去 B B 仔嘅奶粉嗰度，
增加佢嗰个蛋白质个测试时
间。其实咧，阿妈系做系好蠢嘅，一定出事噶嘛。
系，
因为 B B 仔嗰个肾比猫同埋狗咧更加脆弱噶嘛。
嗯，
佢一度，而家 B B 仔冇得拣噶嘛，只猫同狗咧，
仲可以食咗其他嘢，
可以仲食其他嘢。系，个 B B 仔冇得拣咁，净系食嗰只奶嘅啫嘛。
系，
咁啊，即系一定系会出事咯。咁结果就系应该要出事，咪出事咯。
好啦，咁嗱，如果你咁讲咧，即系有啲人都指出吓，即系现时嘅人咧，嗰、那个肾病啦、肾衰竭啊、肾石咧，其实都好似系即系越嚟越多咁样喎。
嗱，我又俾咗经验你啊，嗱，我唔知嗱，你读医学院嘅时候啊，
系
你发唔发觉你住医院嘅时候咧，最多人病系咩咧？即系我个年代啊，
系
八十年代。嗰陣時咧，
係
最多即係醫院最大嘅部門咧，其實好睇啊，睇佢個部門有幾大，
嗯、
有幾多住院醫生，幾多 houseman， 幾多張牀咪知咯。
嗯，係
嗱，最大嘅梗係心臟科噶啦，
係
第二係腫瘤科啦，
係
腎科唔係好多嘅啫，
係
亦都你可以睇到冇咁多洗腎機嘅。
早期嗰時候，
你有冇發覺冇乜咁多洗，冇乜人需要洗腎嘅，
係
換腎就更極少，
係
通常係換肝嘅多。即系其实换肾咧，即系换肾同换肝都系大手术嚟噶啦。
系啦系啦。
但系通常咧系换肝嗰个为主嘅，好少换肾。
系。
但系近呢十年咧，你有冇留意啊？你就睇马院炒一炒啊，个肾科
洗肾
开到大好多。
嗯，
多咗好多人咧去洗肾。
咁即系我哋其实讲下呢个问题咧，唔系只系啲婴儿啊食咗啲奶粉，其实根本好多人嘅食物里边咧，都不断咧系吸取咗好多呢类咁样嘅污染物质嘅。
讲多样嘢俾你听，即系呢一种咁嘅 melamine
啊，
其实咧系好低层次去加落我哋嘅食物嘅添加剂嚟嘅啫，即系有啲更加犀利嘅。更加犀利嘅层次嘅添加剂咧，系增加咗不同嘅，令到你嘅食物嘅指数不同咁增加咧，令到我哋快高长大，系有好多种不同嘅化学品噶。
咁、你头先讲嗰个咧，好似我嗰啲素肉咧都有呢个名噶，嗰、那个咁美丽嘅名咧。好彩我平时都冇食嗰啲假肉嘅啫。但系咧，系啊，你讲嗰个咩非动物性人工合成蛋白咧，其实好熟口面喎，呢个字真系。
啊，系咩？
系啊。
嗱，
因为我会睇 label 噶嘛，咁
系
啦，咁但系通常呢啲唔知系咩嚟嘅咧，咁我都会放低嘅。
系，因为通常咧，即系你话有啲合成蛋白啊 ，synthetic protein 咧。 我通常都以为是植物里面，
是啊，
即是我一听了之后，一般人都想住啦，即是植物里面提出来的，是啦，即是不是 meat protein 咁样咯，只不过是植物的 protein 咯。咁但是而家讲过下，唔系植物 protein 咁。
你
谂
下，如果是植物，就好简单啦。protein 最容易攞嘅就是大豆啦，
系啦系啦，
黄豆啊最容易噶啦，
系啦系啦。
咁但系知要几多黄豆、大豆先提炼到丁氏咁多多嘅蛋白质咧？
嗱，咁當然咧，嗰啲食物嘅蛋白質咧，都係即係都唔係少嘅，唔係少嘅。咁但係即係而家你會睇到嗰個問題咧，即係個關鍵性咧、就是，就係佢係要令你喺個測試嗰陣時候咧，你驗出嚟嗰個食物嘅蛋白質嘅成分咧係夠高啊嘛，係咪？即係你可以睇到嘅，即係佢其實佢最主要的目的係要個食物嘅測試啊嘛，個標籤裏邊要講係幾多少。你要足够嘛，系咪？咁我通常我哋都谂住咧，食物里边个蛋白质好紧要啦。咁所以我哋好强调咧，我哋要吸收多啲蛋白质啊嘛。咁即系你睇个背后嗰个成件事嗰个推动力咧，都系咁嘅。啊，即系佢唔会话，即系我相信植物性嘅蛋白唔系真系咁贵嘅。咁但系个指标上唔同咗啊嘛，做到个指标高咧，
系啊，
咁就唔简单啦。即系你唔可以话攞个黄豆嘅蛋白质咧嚟到做，咁黄豆蛋白质可能嗰个比例上嗰、那个嗰个蛋白质成分唔系好高嘅，咁变咗系做唔到佢嗰个标签法所要求啊嗰个蛋白质嘅成分噶嘛，系嘛？咁即系我大家谂下咧，即系成件事嗰个问题嗰个出现嘅原因咧，其实咧喺边处咧？系我哋个标签法嗰度。是我哋个食物嘅标签法咧，呢啲咁样嘅呢咁嘅戆居嘅条例咧，就逼到呢啲咁样嘅商家咧，就出尽法宝咧，系将我哋个蛋白质嘅成分咧喺个表面上要测到出嚟，要提高嘛。如果我哋冇呢啲食物嘅标签法嘅要求咧，我相信呢件事都唔会出现。嗱，因为点解咧？你睇翻下个蛋白质嘅成分嚟讲吓，睇蛋白质嘅成分嚟讲，一般嚟讲咧，即系人奶嘅蛋白质咧。是占嗰个所谓卡路里嘅比例，即是蛋白质占卡路里嘅比例呢是 5% 嘅。而马嘅奶呢是 11% 嘅，是高好多嘅。而牛奶呢是 15%， 羊奶 17%， 狗奶是 30%， 猫奶是 40%， 老鼠奶是 49% 嘅。即是你可以睇下呢，如果我们了解我们营养嗰方面嘅人体嘅需要呢，我哋人奶是只需要是 5% 嘅就够㗎啦。但系咧，好衰唔衰咧？我呢啲咁嘅戆居嘅食物嘅标签化出现咗之后咧，就一味咧就令我哋误导我哋咧，以为咧系嗰个蛋白质咧系要越高越好嘅。咁于是乎咧，牛奶本身可能正常嘅健康嘅牛咧，有牛奶里面有 15% 咧个蛋白质嘅卡路里咧，嗰、那个卡路里嘅比例咧系蛋白质出现嘅。咁但系咧，因为要达到呢个咁嘅标签化嘅要求啊嘛，咁啊夹硬咧系加啲咁样嘅毒药落去咧，就将呢个数据咧未提高咯。咁即係其实你諗下，其实佢又冇咩蛋白质嘅成分嘅，係咪？我点解要咁做啫？其实主要嘅元凶喺边处呢？食物嘅标签法。我哋香港呢最近就戆居居呢就 pass 咗呢个咁嘅食物标签法。其实地球上有几多人因为食咗啲嘢唔知道食物里面嗰个蛋白质嘅比例几多，碳水化合物比例几多，脂肪几多而出现问题嘅呢？係完全系冇任何问题出现过嘅。点解我哋香港呢班咁样嘅戆居嘅人，戆居嘅立法会嘅嗰啲人咧，会将呢啲咁样嘅法例咧，系戆居居去即系通过咗咧？背后成个问题咧，就系边个人推动咧？就系 Codex Alimentarius 嗰班人。Codex Alimentarius 系咩人咧？就系、世界嘅大药厂系推动噶嘛。好可惜吓，即系香港人咧，到今时今日咧，都冇咁样嘅基本嘅常识咧。即是医疗的政治的常识呢，是戆居居呢将这条这样的食物的标签化呢推了。要两年的时间呢，是要香港的入口商呢，是将所有包装的食物呢是要符合这样东西的。其实这件事呢，真是我现在我想回头呢，即是香港人这方面的政治的智慧是低到简直是惊人的。好啦，那问题即是怎样解决呢？BB 仔是需要什么呢？是需要人奶啫，是不是？人奶里面的蛋白质的成分是 5% 就够的咯。问题不需要呢，好像夹硬是将蛋白质呢，牛奶里面的要加到 15%， 逼到啲公司呢，就加呢啲咁样嘅工业嘅用料呢，是将嗰个蛋白质嗰个 检查出嚟嗰个蛋白质嘅含量系增加咗，系完全冇营养价值噶嘛。所以佢根本系佢做呢样嘅目的系好明显咯，系因为要符合我哋嘅标签法里边嘅所需要嘅蛋白质嘅含量咯。OK， 即系你有睇到个成个问题嘅根源咧，系喺嗰度吓。
仲有另外一个情咧，睇到咧，其实三鹿咧呢个牌子咧，
系
喺中国非常之大嘅，即系佢有一个好高层次嗰、那个那个品牌个地位咧，就系佢免检产品。
免检产
嗱，你唔好听话免检产哦，咁咪即系唔使检任监乜嘢都唔系。
系
免检产品，其实一个非常之高层次嗰、那个俾一间公司嘅。嗱，如果佢要通过呢、這个即系有呢个免检呢个咁嘅荣誉咧，其实佢喺之前十年咧已经通过好多嘅测试噶啦。
嗯，
即系证明佢咧系都能够通过。同埋一样嘢就系佢自己嘅内部嘅测试已经好完善，可能佢已经有晒 ISO 嘅证啊，已经有晒内部嘅测试噶啦。
嗯，
咁其实如果你睇翻三六嗰个自己嘅网页咧，
系
佢个测试程序相当之完善噶。咁但系都出事，同埋仲有嘢，唔止佢出事，即系唔系净系三六一间出事。其实你咁睇咧，即系其实所有中国嘅大牌子出奶嘅公司咧都出事。即系整个行业都出事。
嗱，咁即系咧呢啲好多呢啲咁样嘅条例、呢啲法例咧，啊标签啊，啊嗰啲监管咧，其实系可以咁讲咧，系令到人哋更加冇嗰个防心。即系佢以为哇吓呢个大厂嚟噶吓，即系政府已经差唔多就免佢要检查咁滞噶啦，叻到咁样样。结果咧就系、是、个问题就系、是、原来爆发出嚟。嗱、啊，好啦。咁始终咧，我哋香港出路成日都讲啦，系咪？咁呢个问题唔系细蚊仔个奶粉咁简单，根本我哋大人里边嘅好多啲食物里边咧，所谓含有蛋白质嘅成分嗰啲嘢咧，都有机会咧系已经加到呢样嘢嘅吓，令到佢符合嘅食物标签法嘅蛋白质嘅需求嘅。好啦，咁我哋点样去解决咧？咁好啦，大家你听一下咧，喺我哋个喺今晚我哋嘉宾里边咧，除咗我同埋李永康做主持呢个节目啦，我哋仲请咗两位咧，其实呢两位咧以前都嚟过我哋个电台同我哋探讨嗰啲问题嘅，咁就Bella 啦同埋 Bobs 吓，咁 Bella 同 Bobs 咧，佢最近咧佢就上一次大家有讲噶啦，咁佢推动到一个咧叫做 Save the Human 一个 project 嚟嘅，咁我哋都睇下咧就即系咩叫 Save the Human 咧？咁我哋就会转台㗎啦，转到英文台㗎啦，咁大家相信大部分听众都 OK 㗎啦。Welcome, Bobs, you know, and
Thank you, good evening.
Now, I hope you understand, you know, what we just talked about, you know, prior.
Yes.
You know, it's the we call, you know, the melamine, contaminated, you know, milk powder. And obviously, you know,This is motivated by people's pursuit of a high protein food. Right. This is a contaminant designed to fool the testing standard for protein. It has no protein, real protein value, but because of a certain labeling criteria, certain, you know, requirement that the you know, manufacturer are forced to upgrade or to at least make the food content, protein,at a higher level than what it should be.
Yes.
Right. But do we really need all this protein? You know, how much protein do we really require? You know, from the body physiological, point of view, our body protein are being recycled. You know, we don't really lose our protein that much. You know, amino acid, protein will be broken down to different amino acids and they will be reconverted in our liver for different things. With the exception of what we lost through our sweating, through our urine,You know, those are probably the real loss of protein, ingredient. But most of the time, you know, our body's protein requirement is very, very limited.
Mm.
And this is, you know, manifested by the fact that the human breast milk only contains 5% protein as a percentage of calorie.
Mm.
And versus 15% in cow's milk. Okay. Now, I understand the Save the Human Project.It sort of in some way, help us to understand, the way we eat, you know, make a big difference, you know, in our livelihood, in the well-being of humans on earth. So,
yes.
What is the project that we are talking about here?
Save the Human is a campaign, and it's a campaign to help stop global warming. And the simple and most effective way humans today can do this by taking one measure which will reduce our carbon footprints immediately and reduce global warming by reducing greenhouse gases, and of course increase our health and well-being, and that is to go veggie, to go vegetarian, even better to go vegan. So when we use the word veggie, we refer to either vegetarian or veganism. This campaign is in the process of being launched, so these are very early days, and of course we're seeking funding to launch this campaign. But recently I came across some statistics, some facts that shocked me. They absolutely shocked me beyond belief, and I could not believe what I was reading. And these facts were coming from the United Nations, the Food Agriculture Organization, FAO. And basically, they're saying that 18% of all global greenhouse gases are coming from the consumption of meat and dairy. That is 18%, 18%. Now, if you compare this to all global transport, which is only 13 to 14%, that's all the buses, the cars, the planes, automobiles, ships, they only emit about 13 to 14% of all greenhouse gases. Now, how on earth is the consumption of meat and dairy contributing towards 18%? So these are facts that people are not really aware of. And the other facts that they've been releasing is that 70% of all previously forested land in South America, 70%, that's 70, is used for livestock production. So that's also an alarming fact. 70% of all forested land in South America. And the other scary statistic is that at present there's approximately 60 billion animals which are raised every year for meat and dairy production. That includes all the cows, pigs, fish, fowl, etc. 60 billion animals per year. While the population of planet Earth is only 6.7 billion. So where is the food coming from to feed these 60 billion animals? Where is it coming from? At what expense? At the expense of our planet, at the expense of our well-being, at the expense of our future, by chopping down all these trees to grow food to feed the animals instead of feeding people and conserving this land for other uses. All the water, all the forests. The cost to feed these 60 billion animals is huge. Now, of course, these 60 billion animals have waste, and animal waste is much more toxic than human waste. And these animals, of course, release methane into the ozone through belching and farting and other ways. So these 60 billion animals are causing huge amounts of pollution to the planet. Unbelievable. And not many people are aware of this. So it dawned on me to do something about this. And the only way I could think of doing something about it was to raise awareness through a campaign. And we've teamed together with Bella and Eve and a few other people who are very, very dedicated and committed. And we are working together to launch this campaign called Save the Human.
Now, if you study some of the information available on the website, and including the one is called the earthsafe.org.
Yes.
Okay. This is started by, I think, by John Robbins, who in the 1980s wrote a very important book called The Diet for a New America, and how your food choices affect your health, happiness, and the future of life on Earth. And then recently he wrote another follow-up book. It's called The Food Revolution, How Your Diet Can Help Save Your Life and Our World. Now, John Robbins, I'm sure people have heard of Robin, you know, Baskin-Robbins, right? And actually Baskin-Robbins' empire belongs to John Robbins' father, and he's actually the sole heir to the whole empire. And John chose to lead a different kind of lifestyle, you know, instead of taking over his father's business. And then he became a vegetarian. And this Diet for a New America is a very, very crucial, important book, and allowing us to understand the impact of our meat eating habit, you know, on the health of ourselves as well as on life on Earth. Now, in his website called the EarthSafe.org, and there is a discussion about the green gas. Most people relate the green gas to carbon dioxide, you know, gas as the major source from the vehicle. But it turned out that this carbon dioxide gas, although a problem in itself, but actually it's not the main source of global warming effect. And it turns out, although the automobiles emit the carbon dioxide, but they also emit aerosol, which somehow has a cooling effect on the global warming. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, we should ignore this problem, because the aerosol gas, they kind of degrade very quickly, while the carbon dioxide stays up there. So another major source is actually methane, you know, it's like you said. And the majority of the methane, up to 100 million tons of methane a year, come from our animal agriculture. So we have turned our direction, our attention in the wrong area,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Because it is the methane gas from our meat-eating habit that is, you know, responsible for the good part of the global warming effect. Okay, we'll take a few minutes break, and we'll come back.